2 pounds of cocaine, 10 guns, and $11 million in transactions to Mexico were reportedly discovered after a member of an alleged drug trafficking organization met with an undercover agent from the Humboldt County Drug Task Force. HCDTF says two have been arrested after an extensive 4-month investigation.
My name is Sergeant Filippini with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force. For this case, began in November of 2024, where we began investigating a drug trafficking organization based out of Guatemala that was operating in Humboldt County. During our investigation, we were able to identify an Oscar Cruz Ramos as a potential narcotics trafficker. The Humboldt County Drug Task Force was able to successfully introduce an undercover agent to Oscar Cruz Ramos.
Cruz Ramos, age 29, is the lead suspect in the case, which spanned over the course of months.
We were able to purchase several ounces of cocaine and a firearm from Cruz Ramos on March 14th, 2025. We requested a kilo or 2.2 pounds of cocaine from Cruz Ramos, which he agreed. He met with our undercover agent at an undisclosed location in Eureka. The transaction was completed. Upon completion of the transaction, we placed Mr. Cruz Ramos under arrest, along with his girlfriend, Yamilith Rodas Larios.
After Cruz Ramos and Rodas Larios were taken into custody, agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force served a multi-location search warrant on properties associated with Cruz Ramos.
One of the locations was an address off of High Street in Eureka, where we located a small amount of cocaine, 92 pounds of processed marijuana, and $2,847 of U.S. currency. Secondary location would be on Meadow Street in Fortuna. Agents located 8 firearms, including an AK-47 assault rifle and a non-serialized AR-15. Assault rifle. It is also located $226,305 in U.S. currency, 15 pounds of processed marijuana packaged for sales, and multiple high-capacity magazines. Additionally, we located money wire transfer receipts from the United States to Mexico. At Cruz Ramos's residence located in Carlotta off Highway 36, we located approximately 48 pounds of processed marijuana packaged for sales, 174 growing marijuana plants, 2 firearms, which included a personally manufactured AR-15 with no serial number, and similar money transfer receipts from the United States to Mexico.
Cruz Ramos was charged with 8 felonies, including possession of narcotics for the purpose of sales, trafficking narcotics, conspiracy to commit a crime, and manufacturing an assault weapon. However, Sergeant Filippini says the investigation didn't end there.
The following week, March 18th, agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force, Federal Bureau of Investigations, and investigators with the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office served 2 more search warrants. One would be on 2nd Street and Fields Landing. The second would be in the 400 block of South Fortuna Boulevard. At the Fields Landing location, agents located 103 pounds of processed marijuana that was packaged for sales. At the business located on South Fortuna Boulevard, agents located hundreds of money transfer receipts. Upon reviewing those receipts, most of the transfers were money going from Humboldt County to Mexico and Guatemala. On several of those receipts, we observed that Cruz Ramos's name was on them, along with previous subjects of HCDTF investigations, all of which were transferring money from Humboldt County to Mexico and Guatemala. During service of the search warrant, We also located $14,774 in U.S. currency. Our Fortuna Police K-9 cane alerted on that cache, indicating the presence of narcotics. And then also, prior to serving that search warrant, we were able to retrieve some of the financial records for the business for 2024. In 2024, that business alone transferred over $11 million to Mexico and Guatemala.
Sergeant Filippini was unable to name the Fortuna business allegedly involved in wiring millions of dollars south. But he stated that it is located on the 400 block of South Fortuna Boulevard. He also believes that this drug trafficking organization is cartel related.
Obviously, when there's a presence of this quantity of narcotics and this quantity of cash going back and forth, there's always going to be some type of cartel nexus. Now, did we find paperwork saying so-and-so is a member of the Sinaloa cartel or so on and so forth? No, but all indicators are pointing that this is a large cartel operation here in Humboldt County.
When asked if the sheriff's office is able to recover the $11 million sent to Mexico and Guatemala, he said,
Unfortunately, no. From our understanding, once the transfer is made, the business has 2 days to deposit the money into a bank, and then from there, I'm not sure where it goes, which is what we're trying to figure out. But at any given point in time, the business could be holding on to, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 at a time from these wire transfers. It's going to be a long, complicated investigation moving forward to try and figure out how these businesses work.
In closing, he stated that the Drug Task Force will be continuing their investigation into this and other drug trafficking organizations.
Well, I can't say too much, but what I will say is that there are agencies with experts in these fields, specifically, like, this is not an uncommon thing to run into, specifically, like, in Southern and Central California. This is kind of a day-to-day thing that other task forces come across. So we are reaching out to those experts to figure out what our next best course of action is. Anyone with information related to this investigation or other narcotics-related crimes is encouraged to call the Humboldt County Drug Task Force at 707-267-9976.
You can see photos from the bust at kmud.org.